Howdy, my name is Candice Medina. I am a soil science master's student at Texas A&M University, and today I will talk to you guys about my master's thesis, which is developing soil moisture maps in skeletal soils using a Cosmos rover. So the Cosmic Rays Soil Moisture Observation System rover is a passive, non-invasive surface soil moisture sensor with a radial footprint of up to 300 meters. The cosmic ray neutrons in the atmosphere are inversely proportional to the amount of hydrogen in the soil, which can be used to estimate soil volumetric water content because hydrogen is found predominantly in water. However, few Cosmos investigations consider coarse fragment impact on soil moisture measurements. So our overall objective of our study was to assess the accuracy of a Cosmos rover for estimating soil volumetric water content in a skeletal or rocky soil. We took a scaling approach for our methodology. We began by taking Cosmos surveys conducted at the MIMS Unit Ranch in Marfa, Texas. We took three different Cosmos surveys at three different soil wetness conditions. One was below field capacity, one was approximately field capacity, and one was in dry soil conditions. Then we did a stratified random sampling of our Cosmos survey and picked two locations of both high and low neutron counts, which are marked with the red X's. From there, we did bulk apparent electrical conductivity surveys over each of those chosen locations. We chose electrical conductivity surveys because previous work has shown that it can map out variations in coarse fragment distribution in the soil. And once we did the electrical conductivity surveys over our Cosmos footprint at those given locations, we did a stratified random sampling at for the electrical conductivity surveys and chose three different locations to take our soil samples, which are marked with the green X's. Where we took our soil samples, we got bulk density, a coarse fragment percent volume, and our ground measured volumetric water content at each of those three locations. There was a total of 18 samples across the three different survey days. What we found was that areas with higher neutron counts were located where coarse fragments were more abundant. Our coarse fragment volume ranged from 1 to 71%, where our higher percentages were found where we had higher neutron counts, and our lower percentages were found where we had lower neutron counts. Our field measured water contents ranged from 5 to 33%. The 33% was found at our lower neutron count site, where on our wettest survey, and then the 5%, of course, was found on our driest survey at our highest neutron count sites. And then to upscale our point samples back up to the Cosmos scale, we did a k-means clustering analysis on our electrical conductivity values. We got three clusters from that, and those three clusters were assigned a water content. And then that water content, the coverage of each cluster on the Cosmos footprint was given a percentage, and that percentage was used to spatially weight the water contents to get a overall spatially weighted average water content at each location. The results of that are on the graph on the left. On the x-axis is our ground-measured volumetric water content, and the y is our Cosmos-measured volumetric water content. And put on the one-to-one line, although one or two points are a little bit farther away, it does measure up fairly well with a root mean square error of 0.037. And we were able to conclude that the Cosmos can estimate volumetric water content in skeletal soils with a 4% error. And with that, I will let you all know that my poster is at 1304. If you have any questions or would like further detail, you can find me there.
Two minutes for questions.
Or 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 minute.
So how do you classify the scale gap between Cosmos and ground measurements? So how do you interpret that?
We assume that the electrical conductivity values can map out both water content changes and that's based on previous literature. And we know that it measures changes in coarse fragment percentage, so we use that assumption to interpolate our ground-measured water contents and upscale those back to the Cosmos footprint.
Thanks. Good job. Mm-hmm.